Blog Talk Radio.
It's a very geeky show. The kind you listen to with mother.
Social geek.
Coming live to you from Houston, and it is Social Geek Radio Night. Hi, AK.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, but I think you're getting some winter weather. I tell you, you guys just can't catch a break.
It's okay, I like it.
I know you do like it. So,
after they said that, I tell you, they thought the snow was going to miss us. I was a little sad.
No snow here in Houston. It was, I think, 80 today, and that's okay with me. I would rather shovel my humidity than shovel the snow. And I do want to talk to our East Coast listeners, because I know we have some that are listening tonight, and those that got power. I was just getting some direct messages and a few text messages that, unfortunately, they're losing their power again, so they're not going to be able to listen to the show. So, our thoughts are certainly with everybody that's really still trying to deal with all of that. It's just awful.
Yeah.
It's not fair. So what else have you been doing other than battling rain and snow and wind and all of that? And what do you have coming up for this week?
Well, actually tomorrow, the Baltimore Business Journal here has two business expos of the year, one in the spring and one in the fall. And they have, I guess, hundreds of businesses come, and then they have exhibitors and all that fun stuff. And I am one of the four speakers. So actually fitting with our topic for tonight on Social Geek Radio, my topic for tomorrow is Twitter marketing beyond 140 characters. So
cool.
I'll be doing that. And then, next week I'm on a panel at the Maryland Entrepreneur Expo, telling my bit about how I got into my social media business and then, in fact, used social media as sort of an entrepreneur. So,
cool.
Very
good. Well, before the show next week, I'm going to Kentucky to work with Office Furniture USA, talk about social media and social technologies and what they should be doing. But what I'm really very excited about meeting with that group. But what I'm super, super excited about is that I threw a tweet out there a couple of weeks ago and just said, oh, I'm going to be in Kentucky. How cool would it be if I were to bump into Jason Falls? And Jason Falls, author of No Bullshit Social Media himself, responded with, well, can't we make that happen? So I get to have coffee with Jason Falls next week. Again, another one of those IRL.
That's
get
right.
To meet him in
I
real
know.
Life. Can't
it's gotta
wait.
It's got to go on the Flickr.
Yes, it'll go on to Flickr. And then there's a new franchise coming out. I'm helping them with their social technology. It's called Moolah U, MOOLAHU. The Money Academy is the company that has been in Austin for many, many years. And Gail is the founder, and she decided to franchise it, and she decided to call it Moolah U. So it's about young teens, middle school age children, learning how to take care of their finances, start business, be an entrepreneur, profit and loss, all of those P&Ls and all that fun stuff. So she's franchising, and it's really fun to work with a new startup concept and work with their social digital plan and everything else that has going.
Well, that's awesome. Very cool.
So we have a very special guest waiting in the green room for us, so we're going to let her out. Why don't you go ahead and introduce her and see if we can get started.
I will certainly do that. Our guest tonight is Kelly Kim, and Kelly has a wonderful tool that I can't wait for her to tell us more about, because I've been using it for a while, but I know there's way more features that would be awesome to use. That is called Twyla, and it's a tool for Twitter, and it may even do more than just help with Twitter, but we'll let Kelly talk about that. And I've been hooked into it for quite some time now. And honestly, we were talking before the show, I can't really remember how it first caught my eye, but I hooked my Twitter up to it like I do with everything else in the world, is I hooked up to Twitter. And it's got a beautiful profile page that it creates and lots of other cool stuff. So, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you both.
I'm very, very excited to have you here. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I'd probably do a much better job of describing Twyla than I just did and how you got started with all of that.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, thanks again to both of you. This is great being on Social Geek Radio. I'm definitely a social geek, so I feel very at home. But first, you know, and foremost, I'm a mom. I'm a mom of two kids, ages 4 and 7. I'm also a social geek, in which case I became founder of a company called Twyla, as you said, which is based on Twitter. So what we do is we transform your Twitter content into a beautiful website and widgets that tell a great story of your brand and help you get found for content and your expertise.
Very cool. Awesome. So what made you, was there a need that you saw, or what was it that sort of sparked the creation of Twyla?
Well, you know, honestly, it was the CEO's idea. I'm a co-founder. He's the founder. And the founder, you know, what he saw was a need for monetization. He has been a great monetizer just past in other startups. And when Twitter came about a couple of years ago, I mean, really came about, like, of course, it was been around longer, but there was all of this talk about tweeting and, you know, how wonderful it was and tons of users, but how were you going to monetize those tweets? Like, how were they, mm-hmm. how were they going to make money? And so he, you know, he really backed into the product. He thought, well, how do you make money on this? And he created sort of pages that can be lead gen friendly and that people can actually own and use to get more traffic. I mean, basically, that's kind of maybe a boring story. It's, you know, nothing totally visionary about it. But that's where it started. And then as we grew into it and as we, you know, got into it more and more, it became definitely a grander vision. But, yeah, it's kind of about, you know, monetization of tweets. And really, like, one tweet at a time, you know, you look at a Twitter page and it's, like, kind of sometimes can look really random. You know, we're on Twitter. We are all social geeks and probably everyone listening. But people coming from the outside, it's really a mess. It's very mm-hmm. noisy. And so, you know, then how do you monetize that? So we kind of, you know, started with the organization process, putting tweets into topical buckets, which we are really calling stories. It's kind of like narrative.
Okay. I see. So if a company was going to want to set up a Twitter, do you recommend it more for companies and brands or for, you know, people too?
Yeah, you know, I think it works great for brands. It works great for small businesses. It works really great for personal brands. Like, if you're on Twitter, a lot of people, well, I don't know about a lot of people, but there are that subset of people who are really on Twitter just to make friends, and they just want to chat, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think for Twyla, you know, they can certainly have a page, and maybe they can look at it, and maybe a lot of people can get something out of it. Maybe certainly they can get something out of it, but it's really for people who know who they are or at least are trying to figure that out and who want to spread a message.
Very cool.
Yeah, so whether that's a personal brand, small business, or a brand.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at AK's individual page and my individual page because I'd set it up a few weeks ago. I really love the look of it. Is there a brand that you can think of on Twyla that I can take a peek at and see how the actual brand is represented?
Oh, a big brand? Oh, gosh. Well, a lot of them are on there. I mean, if you go to the Twyla homepage, there's something, I don't know if it's at the top or the bottom, it says featured, and then you can see tons of pages. You can see the celebrities, the
big
brands. Oh,
there you go. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, thank you for that. I mean, part of telling the story of your brand are the visuals, right? I mean, the visuals are what can really be arresting, and that's something that's missing on Twitter. I mean, I love Twitter. I don't think there are any defects on Twitter. I am one of the few social geeks who actually use Twitter.com. I don't even use Hootsuite. I don't use, you know, a client. So I love Twitter, but there aren't the images, and they do that on purpose, you know. But so bringing in the visuals kind of adds an element of story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with the visual. So, of course, I went right to Glee, one of my favorite things.
Oh, I love it.
And that's very cool. Okay.
I went to the White House. It's kind of, I think it's a little topical for the week. I don't know. But
that's
okay. Kind of cool. So does it pull in, like, can you put anybody's Twitter handle behind Twyla.com and it pulls it in, or does you have to, the brand or the company or whomever, have to actually go and set up the account?
Yeah, it's the latter. I mean, in our alpha, okay, when we were really just playing with it, you could do anyone. But now it's kind of, it's request, you know, only. You know, today we really don't get very many spam accounts, but there's, you know, there was this really spam account who was writing me, like, why can't I get my page? And I looked at it, and it was literally spam. It wasn't even just, like, quote, bad content. So, I mean, it's nice for us to just keep that little bit of control at this point. But, I mean,
good.
We let everybody in. I mean, and certainly if people from the show, we let people in who have 100 tweets, if it's a language that we support, and we're supporting more and more languages, but, you know, there are some with, you know, Chinese, you know, Mandarin, those were not yet Japanese. But, you know, basically, you know, most languages and 100 tweets, and that's pretty much our limit and no spam.
But, and I think that's a very good criteria to follow. So it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
Well, I shouldn't have clicked on this. Now I'm like, oh, look at everybody's
profiles. Yeah, I could see, and I should have never told AK that I was there and we were looking
right?
at it.
But
love that, because I really love that, because it's like, that's the point, is that you get engaged. You know, if you look at it and say, you know, what are these topical buckets, something draws you in. And so that's a good thing.
Okay, so I'm at one, and it's, like, really customized. And the person that I clicked on even has a URL that seems to be unique, because it's tweets. Dot, and then their name.
Right.
Is that, like, a pro feature, or did they – how did all that happen?
Yeah, at this point, we don't have any pro features. Everything is totally free. I mean, we might at some point in the future charge for custom domains, but we call that a custom domain. Basically, it's a CNAME. For if you guys are geeks, then you might know what that is. CNAME is a particular – it's not a redirect per se, but it's a particular way you sign – you know, you create a subdomain. And you can do it – you know, you go into the resources section. First, you have to have a Twyla page, you know, sign up for Twyla, request invite on our website, and then you can go to the resources section and create, put it on your own domain. And so the reason we do that, I mean, the beauty of that is that then you really own your tweets for your own website. So right now, people are putting all of this time and effort into tweeting, creating great content, sharing great content, and they don't own it. So this way, you can own it for your website. So whatever traffic you get that goes to your Twyla page from Google, from search, it lands, you know, that's a page view for you.
I am so going to do this right after the show.
and those are the key words, AK, right after the show.
Right,
exactly. Right after the show. No, I know. And, I set it up, but I hadn't been back for a while, so I hadn't been to this resource page. Now I'm seeing the widget that I can put on my blog or my website that has all of the things that I tweet about broken up into pretty little squares with pictures that I could put on the side. Oh, I'm so excited.
Totally. I mean, the thing is, it's like it really – I mean, I love Twitter. I don't know why. Usually I don't talk about Twitter so much, but for whatever reason I'm talking about Twitter tonight. But if you have a Twitter widget on your website, it's like your last tweets. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, how you doing? You know, it's no content at all. But this is just like pure content, and it's all your tweets. You know, and it's your – you know, you can even own that. So if people go on your widget and you own the whole page, then it's just more and more page views for you.
Cool. Yeah, and I've had the Power Tweet bookmarklet probably since I first started. So, do you want to tell everybody sort of what the Power Tweet gets you?
Yeah. So, I mean, that concept to us is just so easy. It's so simple, but it is a concept. It's the only thing that's difficult about Twyla. Everything is so transparent with Twyla. It's just a page of your tweets. You know, you can put it on your own domain. The Power Tweet, people are like, what? And we started internally calling it a Power Tweet, and then we realized that the word got out. And it's like, I think it's such a, you know, talk about a geeky name. I'm like, ugh. But anyway, it stuck. So it's called a Power Tweet. And what it is it's a way to tweet through the application. You tweet through Twyla, and it brings a link back. The link that's created automatically comes back to your Twyla page. So if you're reading, you know, it's better with an example. So let's say you're reading a New York Times article. Oh, I want to tweet this. So instead of tweeting it, like normal, you power tweet it through a bookmarklet. And what happens is it brings people to your Twitter landing page. It's a landing page. And it has a beautiful image of that article. It has an excerpt of the article. And then below it, it has all other relevant content you've tweeted about recently. So it's just sort of a way to give people more content along the lines of what they had just clicked on, but also, you know, it's also another page view for you. Rather than sending traffic to New York Times, I love the New York Times, but why do they need it, you know? You can get it on your page. I think it works best. I mean, I almost always power tweet videos and infographics because the video is the content, right? So YouTube doesn't need any more traffic. So if you power tweet videos, people land on your page. That's a page view for you. And you can watch the video right there, so it's embedded.
Oh.
And they're on your page for 10 minutes, you know, watching the video. And then that's, you know, that's all good information for Google.
Now, see, I power tweeted earlier tonight, and I thought, oh, it says send a power tweet. Okay, I'll send it. But now I totally understand that because I just went back to my tweet that I sent earlier about Social Geek Radio, and everything you just explained was right there. That is so visually better.
Yeah.
Than just sending a tweet. I love this.
Yeah, and then it's really, like, you know, if you put your marketing, you know, online marketing, people have just clicked on that. People don't click on, you know, half your tweets, say. I mean, it's really hit or miss if people are going to click on it, right? You know,
right.
Maybe you get a couple hits. Well, this way, someone has signaled that they are interested in that. You know, they are interested in that right now. So now you're giving them, right then, more information, because below that you can see all the other blog talk. You know, radio shows that you've tweeted about. You know, if you're interested in, oh, I really want to train my dog, and you click on a power tweet, you know, about training your dog, oh, look at all that information below it. You know, you can click through. So I hope that makes sense.
I picture everybody that's listening now is going to Twyla and going to start looking into power tweets. That is very cool. Or what they can do is just go to AK or your profile or mine and just start clicking on our power tweets.
Yeah, clicking around and seeing, yeah.
Okay, then when we get quiet, it's because AK and I are sitting up playing with it and enjoying it. So I'm curious. Let's think about, okay, our listeners are trying to figure out, okay, what the advantages they have, but where should they start? You know, so let's say if you're talking to AK about social or about saying it's social, and she wanted to do a brand page. You know, what are the things that we should be doing, or with Social Geek Radio, if we wanted to do a brand page?
Yeah. I mean, it really is just as simple as you go to twyla.com, twyla.com, and you request invite, and this is maybe too technical, but you may need to log out of Twitter first, then go to twyla.com, request invite for the page you want. So say it's social, whatever, you just enter in your easy steps. You'll get a page in, you know, a day or so. We do look at every page just so we make sure it's perfect. Like we have interns who look at every page, make sure it's not spam, you know, so it's a quick process, but we do have eyeballs look at everyone. We send an email, and then, you know, you get your page. We do everything. You know, it's a simple, you know, it's you know, you click a button and you have these pages. Then I think the next best thing to do is put it on your website. So you create a custom domain out of it, and then you now own your Twitter content.
Who would have ever thought? You can own
Twitter
content. I'm still in love with that idea.
Yeah, you know, and then there's the widget. That's the double whammy, right? You've got it on, you know, you're capturing all of that. And the thing is, this is something that's really beautiful, is that by the nature of how much you tweet, that's so many more pages on Google that you can own for your website. So I was just speaking with someone, I mean, a big name, you know, in social media. I was speaking with him. He said, I want to learn more about Twyla. It's on my list. I keep wanting to get around to it. Let's book a phone call. So I did, you know, about an hour before we got on the phone, I thought, let me just see how many pages he has on his own website indexed on Google and how many he has on his Twyla page. So do you think everybody knows what indexed pages on Google means, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I looked, and he had 1,000 pages indexed on Google for his own website. He had 10,000 pages indexed on Google on his Twyla page.
Wow.
So it's like increasing your footprint that much.
Wow. Oh, that's good.
You know, because
that's
you tweet so much, right? So it's
right.
just like more real estate, you know, for you to be found.
Yeah. I need to get Twyla pages for all my clients now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, we talk about in I know AK's presentations and my presentations, you know, the reason to have that digital footprint. So now with some of our clients, we can talk about expanding that digital footprint. And it always blows my mind. It's like, how much further can I go? How much further
yeah.
can I expand it? It's like it's bursting
right.
at the seams already.
Right.
That's cool.
I know. It's so incredible. And like, but it's not one more thing to, with Twyla anyway, it's not one more thing to do because you're already tweeting.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Know? So you're already, you know, you're just capturing more and more and more. So, yeah, I think it's so amazing. It's like how many, hope no other, you know, huge platforms come about. Like
yeah.
Apple will create another social network. No.
No.
Like we've got enough.
We do have
no
enough.
No more expansion.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about, we talked about how wonderful Twyla is, but I want to get back to that. But let's just sort of Twitter in general and maybe just good tips for what brands can do with, you mentioned, I've heard you talk about storytelling. So what you can do, just whether it's on Twitter or not on Twitter, but storytelling to help with your content marketing efforts.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so just in general, Twitter tips, I would say, you know, people don't create a great photo. I mean, a lot of people just put their brand logo. I'm not so sure that's the way to go, but it's okay, you know. But at least make it professional and make a really nice bio profile. I know it sounds basic, but a lot of people don't do it. So that's one, you know, just Twitter tip. I think the other thing that people don't do is it's like start with the end in mind. So what do I want to accomplish and really identify and really consciously choose what kind of content you want to share? I mean, I think it's great if you're just beginning, just like whatever you like, whatever you're reading, just tweet it. But at a certain point, you know, really map out what am I going to tweet. If you started a website or if you were going to write a blog post, you might be more considered. You might think, well, I want to, you know, here are the topical buckets. But people don't do that on Twitter. It's just kind of random. So maybe, you know, taking a step back and deciding what kind of content do I want to share. And then it's just as easy as finding that content, seeking it out, and then tweeting it consistently. In my opinion, the content piece is really primary. You know, that's what you're sharing. That's what your brand is. You know, that's what your digital presence is your content, you know, what you're sharing. Not that this is secondary. That's just my opinion. A lot of people, the relationships is primary. But, you know, then you fill in with having great conversations and meeting people and so on. So those are kind of some of my Twitter tips.
Well, I think they're very, that's very valuable because I think AK and I both do both. We value the relationships a lot, and because I've seen us talking back and forth to the people that we're following. But we want to share. We want to share this great content, hence why we're doing Social Geek Radio. I mean, we want people to learn more and more about Twyla and all these tools and tips that they can use in their storytelling and using Twitter and Facebook and whatnot. So this is very good.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I chat a lot, too, and it's very important, but it's like it's got to be the double prong, you know, and I talk to a lot of people, and they say, oh, all I'm doing is chatting. I need more in the content piece, or, you know, people, I'm just content. Some, you know, especially, you know, big brands, you know, personal brands, I would say, they're only just sending out content, and they really don't chat that much. But I think that if you are a franchisee, you know, if you're a small business, if you're just starting out on Twitter, it's really to think about it, you know, in both regards.
That's really, yeah, definitely a good idea. So let's talk about the dreaded topic that people have, but we have to address it, and that's how to see if you are being effective or measuring. And I know, especially with Twitter, you know, one of it is, you know, how can I tell if this is working, if I'm putting time in, and, you know, and I know growing your Twitter followers, that's an obvious number that you can look at. But how about for the stories that you're telling and the tweets you're putting out, anything else you recommend that friends and even people can look at to see sort of how well they are doing.
Yeah, that's really fascinating. I think a lot of the clients out there, the Hootsuite and the, you know, so on, they give you some statistics and, you know, some analytics, but it's not super great. But what's interesting, and this is a scoop, you know, what we're coming out with, it'll be, you know, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks before. I mean, a small group will roll it out to, and then we'll roll it out wider. But within the next, we're going to be doing is allowing people to decide what they want to tweet about. Like, literally say, hey, I want to tweet about photography. I want to tweet about, you know, just their topical buckets, you know, Labrador retrievers and Twitter, you know, whatever.
Right.
Tweet about. And what we're going to do is send alerts, like, when they're falling down, right? So, I mean, for example, Social Geek Radio. I mean, maybe you forget to tweet about it. You're like, oh, my goodness, it's, you know, it's Wednesday, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, it will be a reminder, look, you need to fill up your topical bucket on this.
Uh-huh.
And give suggested tweets. I mean, and I think this is going to be so great for small businesses because I think that's the hardest thing. Like, how do I come up with the content? So what a small business would be able to do at that point is say, I want to tweet about this. I want to tweet about that. I want to tweet about the other thing. And we'll say, okay, here is some fresh content. And when you're not tweeting about that, you know, here's an alert and here's some content. And, I mean, you were talking about analytics, but what we're going to do is give people a scorecard, like how on topic are you? I mean, based on what you've said, you know, based on what you've chosen, how effective are you? Like, how many retweets are you getting? You know, how much engagement are you getting on your chosen topics? But then also just keeping you on track. That maybe for the two of you it doesn't sound so exciting because we're so embedded on Twitter. We're just on Twitter constantly and we're, you know, we're kind of pros. I think for the people just starting out it might be really useful.
I think it'd be very useful. I mean, in fact, there was somebody that I'm following. It's actually a friend of mine, a colleague, and it just dawned on me before we went live on Social Geek Radio. It's like, oh, I haven't seen her lately. And of course, she's in the Northeast, so I was worried. And I learned, it's like, oh, she hasn't tweeted since, you know, November 1st. Now, to me, that's just like, oh, I can't imagine going 6 days without
right.
sending
it. Right.
Like, I checked in at Foursquare, and I put it on Twitter. But I know she's safe and all of that. It's like, so I think for her as a small business owner, those alerts and trying to keep focused and those reminders would be very, very useful.
Well, yeah, I mean, I really think that's the hardest part. And, you know, again, we're in it, you know, so we're already on the merry-go-round, so to speak. We're just tweeting, and every time we read something, we tweet it. Well, if you're not in that habit and you're doing your job. I mean, if you have a small business, mm-hmm. you're doing your job, right? So content, it just seems like another thing. We're in the business of content, so it's easier for us. So I agree, and I think that the hardest thing for people is how do I come up with the content? And this is going to be a way that they choose what they want to tweet about and then have suggested content come up. And, you know, helping stay on track and
mm-hmm.
put, you know, showing them how they're doing in terms of engagement on what they're tweeting about. So, yeah, we're really excited.
I think I'd love to see that implemented. I know I can use the reminders. And as you said, especially AK, since we've switched from Thursdays to Wednesdays for Social Geek Radio, I've got
uh-huh.
this huge fear that AK is going to be sitting there one night ready to do the show and Deb's off doing whatever because, you know, it's Wednesday night and I forgot that we've switched
yeah,
even though
right.
it's only been 2 months.
Right. Stranger things have happened, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, good. So once we create those stories and the strategies, you know, is there other ways to really measure how effective what we are posting is? Or you know, just do we just get lost in our own stories? I mean, I'm looking
yeah.
at my page trying to think, and I love this page. And it's a good reminder when I go to this page and say, okay, what did I tweet about? Oh, look at this. It's all right there on Social Geek Radio. It's right there about the marathon or the apps or Shareaholic or whatever it is that I have in my buckets.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that, you know, once this comes out, you know, the analytics will be there. It's like, what's performing well? Well, that's the other thing. It's like, what's performing well? So let's say I hadn't even thought, you know, I haven't thought about this for a while, but you say, I want to tweet about, you know, candles and, you know, poodles and whatever. I need to come up with some better examples, but There you go. So you realize, you know, you'll get the analytics and nobody's engaging on your poodles, right? It's like, wow, I really love, I mean, if you're a poodle, you know, expert, you're never going to change it. But what if you're just sort of kind of figuring things out, you know, so you can see I never get engagement, you know, on this. So, you know, that'll be some good metrics too.
Okay.
I have to wait a couple weeks, but I think it'll be worth
it. We're so patient. Not. That's okay. We can wait. So, AK, you have a question before I jump right back in there?
No, go ahead. I need to stop playing and refocus.
I could tell. I knew what you were doing. You were playing around with that.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm like.
Well, let's talk about mistakes that people make, even though I'm sure that they're not realizing. Like, if I looked at my page and I see it and I think, this is great. I have all these right tweets. Maybe they're not engaging. I thought, oh, okay, but everybody's reading about it. So what are some of the common mistakes that people will use when they're using social media or Twitter or Twilio or whatever, that you could make them aware of it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's fascinating because I see tons and tons of Twyla pages, right? I mean, this is my job, so I see a lot of them. And, you know, Twyla is a reflection of your Twitter. Right? On Twitter, it's just harder to see, right? It's harder to see the mistakes, right? And so I think that what you can see by looking at your Twyla page, which is, you know, a beautiful thing, it's a reflection of your brand, right? But I think that what I notice is that sometimes people, I mean, this is not, this is a no-brainer, but sometimes people talk too much about themselves and their offers, right? So it's like we all, you know, we know at this point that to just constantly bombard people with your offers, that's not what social media is about, and it's really almost like, you know, I mean, if you have good friends, you know, maybe one in 10 tweets, maybe one in 20 tweets, you can say, hey, you know, this is my offer. But if you talk about yourself too much or constantly point people back to your own website, it's just not a great experience. And it's not a great experience on Twitter either, but it's just harder, you know, it's easier to hide. So that's the first thing, talking too much about yourself. But what I think is going to be surprising to people is that I think that, you know, the next mistake I see is that sometimes people talk too little about themselves. I look at their pages and I'm like, what do you do? You know, what are you an expert? I know your bio says you are an expert in personal fitness. You don't tweet about that at all. You know, it's like, what company do you work for? Like, Say It Social should be right there. You know, it should be one of the, you know, a huge topic, right? Or, you know, for example. And it's like, oh, I didn't know you were with Say It Social. It's like, because people are just so engaged and, you know, talking about, you know, talking with people or whatever, they don't talk enough about themselves. Like, you know, really showcase who you are, you know, without getting too, you know, being too, you know, marketing-y.
You just busted AK and Deb.
Oh, no.
And that's fine. I mean, that's one of the things, and we have to own up to our own mistakes. But, AK, I know we don't do that enough. We talk a little bit about, you know, Social Geek Radio, but not enough about Saying It Social or Deb Evans Consulting and the other things that we do, because we just enjoy so much about highlighting the Kim Kellys in the world and all of this. So, but that's very good that we can go back and we can look at that and recognize this.
Yeah, and you don't talk about Deb Evans Consulting, and it's like, oh, you know, it's not a pushy way, but it's like, yes, this is important. You know, this is a gift. You know, your consulting is a gift, right? So what do you want to say about it? How do you tell the story of you? Mm-hmm. You know, getting back to the storytelling. And so I think it's just, I sometimes am so sad. I'm like, ah, talk about yourself because I want to know. You know, I'm curious. People are curious. What do you do? So, yeah, so.
No, it's a good, very, very, very good point.
Yeah.
Let me see,
you know,
if we have
share more about yourself. You know, we talked about, oh, we might have to go. Is this, are we running out of time?
No. We've got plenty of time. I was just looking quickly in the chat to see, because we've got some really wonderful guests in our chat. See if they have any questions for us or for you. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in the meantime, it's just like, and I think for you, I mean, you're a personal brand, largely, I mean, you are too, AK. And I think, you know, at this point, you know, consulting firms and so on, you know, even big brands, almost everyone is a personal brand. I mean, look at Tony Hsieh with Zappos. It's like he is Zappos and vice versa. It's like to create your own personal brand is the wave of the future, no matter, you know, if you're in a big company or not. But so to really, I mean, talking about storytelling, I think it's just a beautiful way to tell a story of you through personal professional eyes. So you can, mm-hmm. you know, you can be quirky if you're quirky, or funny if you're funny, or intelligent if you're intelligent, or geeky, you know, if you're geeky, mm-hmm. and really let that shine. And I think some of those things are, you know, great, you know, for your toilet page as well. Even like sentiment things, like love. Like a lot of people have love on their page, and you know, occasionally we have like hate on your page, and it's like, so, you know, you can see that reflection and say, whoa, I don't want to be known for that, or I do want to be known for this, you know.
Well, and then especially with this week of the elections, we have so many folks that I think just really went overboard with this whole political views that I find, and more so on Facebook than on Twitter. It's like, okay, I have to hide those friends right now because it was just a little too much. I can't take any more of it.
Oh,
now I'm going to unhide them because now they'll be their regular selves again and not this political Nazi that's just making me crazy.
I you know, I really agree, and I think it's a really good point. And, you know, we all think that we have the right political views. Oh, Barack Obama or Mitt Romney, you know, whatever. We all think that everyone should have these values, but the fact of the matter is they don't. And so you could be just rubbing people the wrong way, and it's fine, you know. And on Facebook, it's one thing because you're, you know, more personal there. But you know, it's not to be careful. It's not, like, scary. It's a warning. But I think that that's a really great point, is just to be aware of your mm-hmm. digital presence and sentiment, you know. And, I mean, people today are just going off on Donald Trump. I mean, I think he makes me laugh. But, I mean, it's a huge story. And it's really, it's like, you know, I think Brian Williams said he, like, way past, like, on national television, he said he way past the train station of relevance or something like that. It was, like, this hilarious comment. But, like, even, you know, the real news is saying this. So,
right.
You know, just got to be careful.
Yes. I couldn't agree more. So let's see. So, AK, I know when we're done here, we're going to have a Social Geek Radio Twilight page and a Saying It Social and a Deb Evans Consulting. Can you honestly have too many pages?
Oh, to me, it's like saying, can you have too many pages indexed on Google? So it's like, you know, I'm just learning this. This is just, you know, we're all just learning this. But, you know, the CEO of Twilight was explaining to me, because I'm like, well, you know, all these pages are great, you know, but I wasn't quite, I mean, I need to just own the value of this company, right? And he said, well, he's like, think about it like this. Why does Cheerios have Honey Nut Cheerios and, you know, Fruity Cheerios and, you know, Heart Healthy Cheerios and regular Cheerios? It's because they get more real estate on the shelf. It's all Cheerios, but they want more people. They want real estate on the shelf. Right? And so this is like, can you have too much real estate on Google? I don't think so, but, you know, it's anybody's choice.
Well, now let's ask AK. Hey, AK, how many profiles do you have? We actually did this probably 6 months ago.
It's a little longer than that.
It probably was. We did maybe a year ago. We did a contest to say, okay, how many profiles does AK have? At that time, I think you were close to 100.
Oh my God.
I don't know. But it's out of control. And what needs to happen is I need to go through and either update them or deactivate them. Because I probably just need to update them. Like the ones that are really just like a profile or a listing, it's fine because, you know, that is giving me more sort of an extra footprint out there. But the ones that, like, they want you to be going in and updating, it doesn't, you know, I don't need to be having those out there and being abandoned. So I really need to go through and clean them up. But I like to try to, you know, take them for a test drive, especially, you know, for the benefits of my clients, so that if they ask me about it or they want to be on it, I know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so yeah. But I do agree with that. I mean, if they need to make you look good.
Yeah.
You know, so like a 19, you know, 72 post, you know, no. That's, you know.
I know. Well, I still have, I have like Facebook and I guess Twitter and I don't know what else is available, but hooked up to a friend feed account. And in my Google Alert the other day, my name popped up in my friend feed account. And I was like, holy mackerel, I haven't thought about friend feed in years. But apparently all my content is still flowing through it. And I'm like, all right, that's cool.
She does have a lot of profiles up there, and I let her just test drive it. But she gets me all excited when she'll show me something like this. And Twilight, I think you showed us on, it was one of the Geek It Out segments, and I can't remember how long ago it was, but it's been a while, because I know you've been using it for some time.
Well, thank you for that, by the way. That's great. I appreciate that.
Yeah, now it's just a reminder that, you know, like I was just saying, I need to go back through and, like, find about the cool features. I could have had this hooked up to my website forever ago.
But you will now, so that's okay.
I will now. That's right.
You will now.
Taking care. Cool.
Well, we're trying to, okay, so I'm looking at the trending brands. I have a question about my specific account, and I remember I set this up a few weeks ago, and I remember the bucket of Social Geek Radio and maybe the apps, but are some of my, and you're calling them topical buckets, is some of it what's trending? Because Sandy is on there, and I don't remember setting that up, but is that because I've tweeted about it a lot, and then it's there?
Yeah, it's all automatic, so there's no, I mean, you can pin your top three topics if you want, and you can hide certain topics. So at a certain point, you might want to hide Sandy. But the way, it's auto-curation. It's auto-curated, those, you know, those buckets or whatever, you know, topics. So, yeah, it's your trending topics. You know, so we all know what trending topics are on Twitter.
Right.
It's your trending topics. And the algorithm is based on recency of tweets and frequency of tweets.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tweet a ton about Social Geek Radio, but, you know, one a week or something, it might still stay on there because it's just there's so much content there. Or Sandy, you know, a lot and frequently. But so they come in and out. It's dynamic.
Very good. So the more, and then I'm sure I go through stages, like in the beginning of the month when I'm reading a lot about the Great Business Project and what Ralph is doing with that and listening to the podcast, then that will probably end up popping up as my particular trending topic.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But it's still there. I mean, if you've tweeted about it in the past, but it's not there, you know, once you have, I think it's three tweets, we create a topic, but it doesn't show up on your page. But it can show up on Google, right? So if someone types in, what did you say, the Great What Project?
The Great Business Project.
The Great Business Project. You know, you just signed up with your page, so it's probably not indexed on Google yet. But if you did, Twyla could be one of those, you know, that could pop up, your Twyla page. If someone was searching on that, even if it's not showing up in your top topics on your page.
Got it.
So we're holding it, you know, we're sort of.
Right.
Yep.
That's a good marketing tip. I have to think about how I can use that more to help those other entrepreneurs and businesses that I know I talk about all the time, and it can help index it there on Twyla. Very good.
I mean, really, it's like I think that, you know, people are the biggest complaint we have, or the biggest, you know, thing that people say, what it's like they don't know what to do with it. And, you know, I love Twyla. Oh, my gosh, this is great. I mean, we get people like, oh, I love it. You know, I'm going to change how I tweet. I see, you know, so much potential. I didn't get Twitter, and now I do. And, you know, we have all these wonderful comments, but people, a lot of times people say, well, I don't know what to do with it. And I just met with an entrepreneur, you know, another entrepreneur in the same space, you know, in the social media space, and he came to visit our office, and he said, you know what? He's like, I've just been struggling, you know, for weeks. Like, what do I do with it? I love what I do with it. And he's like, and then I realized I don't have to do anything with it. It just is. It's just working. It's just there. He's like, I can just promote it. So you might have to promote it in the beginning because, you know, indexing on Twitter is one thing, but to get it ranked is another. So you might have to promote it a bit, meaning you put it on your website, or you power tweet and get a few clicks on it, or you put it in your Twitter bio. You know, in your Twitter bio, you put your Twyla page. Someone, you know, another social media person, he says he gets 18% of his traffic from, you know, from Twyla, you know, from organic search, but he also has it on his bio. So that gets a little bit of, you know, juice going to get it ranked. So basically, it's like, it's kind of a no-brainer, but that's almost like it's hard for people to realize because they think they need to do so much with it, and you don't.
You don't. No, and I see as a speaker, at least, you know, like I mentioned, I'm going to have the presentation next week. I do think this visual of pulling the Twyla page up and letting the folks see that, because it is so visual. And then, you know, when you talk about presentations and how you have to have photos and you should have videos in there, Twyla really helps with that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Very good. AK, before we move to Geek It Out, do we have anything else that we need to cover here?
I'm looking at tweets to see if anybody has any questions on here with our Social Geek Radio hashtag, and I think that Kelly has done a wonderful job answering what has been talked about. So I'm just really excited about Twyla.
Oh, thank you so much. That's awesome.
Well, why don't you give us all of your profiles so that people can follow you, and whether they connect with you on LinkedIn or, you know, Facebook or whatever you've got there.
Yeah, well, all of the above. You know, on Twitter, I'm Twyla, T-W-Y-L-A-H, and I'm Kelly Lord Kim, both. And then Facebook, you can just search for Kelly Kim and Twyla. I'm pretty much on most platforms, G+, Kelly Kim and Twyla. It's easy. I'm nothing fancy. But and definitely give me a shout-out, and I'll follow you back for sure.
And you mentioned earlier, I know that when a new user goes to Twyla and they have to be accepted, I remember that came through by the next day, if not a couple of hours.
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's the plan, right?
Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't happen, it usually means that people don't have 100 tweets or something. But, yeah, I mean, and for sure, if someone's waiting, sometimes, you know, things end up in spam folders or, you know, we're not perfect, so sometimes things fall through the cracks. But we're pretty good about it. I mean, you hadn't even mentioned anything to me, and, you know, it turned around really quickly. But especially if people are waiting, you know, it's 2 days and you haven't gotten it, just tweet me. It's simple as that.
Okay, very good. Well, we hope everybody has an account here soon so that I can start poking around and look at what everybody else has got.
Yeah, like get some good ideas for content.
Yeah, I'm going to start searching and seeing what's out there. Well, you can certainly hang with us. We're going to move to the Geek It Out segment. Loved having you tonight. Thank you so much. And I'm just going to have to pry myself away from the Twyla page here in a minute. And or if you have somewhere to go, have a good night.
You know, I do, and I have a Twitter chat. So maybe sometime, you know, we can invite your Social Geek Radio friends to come to my Twitter chat. I have a Twitter chat I host every Wednesday at 7 p.m. It's called Tools Chat. We talk about Twitter tools and, you know, Facebook, social media tools. So I'm going to hop and prepare for that. I'm bummed, but I'll stick around next time for the Geek It Out.
Go back and listen to the archive. But thanks, and have fun with your Twitter chat. So we'll join you as soon as we're done here.
Oh, awesome. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank
good
you
night.
All. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, I really like that Twyla page, so I'm going to have to look at that. But, AK, what are you going to share with us that's different and new tonight?
All right. Well, the first one I want to share is splashthat.com. And before you go right to splashthat.com, let's go to socialgeekradio.splashthat.com so we can take a look and see what it does. So socialgeekradio.splashthat.com. And what you can do with SplashThat is you can create, it's my understanding and what I've learned from poking around on and creating our pages, it's primarily oriented towards events. So you can put where your event's going to be, when it's going to be. You can have RSVP. There's a back-end attendees list. You can send out emails. There's analytics. But it has many cool social components to it. So if you're looking at our page, you can add quotes, you can add pictures, you can pull from Twitter, you can pull from Instagram. It pulls in a hashtag for the event. You can have sponsors, you can have speakers, you can have as much as you want. There's a whole bunch of different themes that you can choose from, and it's free. They do have premium features. and they don't have the pricing for it on their website. So you have to send them a contact email, and I've been emailing back and forth with one of the guys for the features. But if you do have some sort of event that you want to promote and get RSVPs for, I think you can even, you have like a back-end to-do list on getting event space and connecting with speakers, and there's a whole bunch of different other things. I highly recommend checking this out. You don't have to know any coding or anything. It's all sort of check the box if you want this to appear here and that kind of good stuff. So.
I love it that you can put the Blog Talk Radio archive show right there so that somebody can listen to it. And that's cool. That's very, very good.
Yeah, so still working on this page to see if we can make it social and geeky. But, you know, so if you tweet, your tweet could potentially appear down at the bottom of the page here in the black boxes, and send us some pictures with your Social Geek Radio koozies and a bunch more of that to the page. So
very good.
That's that.
Yes,
all
I like
right.
that page.
The next one, let's see. Let's do Sentiment 140. So it's Sentiment, S-E-N-T-I-M-E-N-T 140.com. And this is looking at sentiment of words on Twitter. So, you know, of course, it, as with any of the sentiment analysis type tools that you play with, you're going to question their accuracy. But this is cool. So if you have your business name, you can stick your business name in here. If you just want to play around with it, of course, you can put in something like, you know, the name of the president, or you can put in the name of, you know, when I first started playing with this, it was the day that iPad Mini came out. So I stuck that in here to see what people were feeling about the iPad Mini. And the nice thing is it color codes it. So it'll give you a little graph and it will tell you if the sentiment is negative or positive, and then you can scroll through and you can actually look at the ones that it flagged as either neutral or negative or positive. So it's kind of fun, and then if you want to refresh the page every so often to see new ones, you can go ahead and do that. So if you're
well, it's
a
good
big
to
brand,
see that.
Yeah.
I was going to say Social Geek Radio is all green. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no Social Geek Radio haters.
Well, you know, let's hope now we didn't jinx ourselves. We know how that goes.
I know. Yeah. We learned that lesson. So that's Sentiment 140. And let's see. The next one I want to share with everybody is EverySignal. It's EverySignal. So EverySignal.com. And this one hooks up to your Facebook. And instead of pulling in people's status updates, it pulls in any updates they've done to their profile, or they've gotten engaged, or they've gotten a new job title, or they have a birthday, or they've updated their location. So things like that that they would be changing to their profile that you might want to know about your Facebook friends and your family that might get lost in all of the noise and clutter going on with everything else that's happening in your Facebook newsfeed. You can decide whether you want to see birthdays and education and health and housing, or you can turn it on and turn it off depending on what you want to see. That's kind of a cool way to keep up with what people are really doing in their lives.
As if we don't know.
It's an extra layer of information that you're getting.
But I see, yeah, it's got Pinterest, but you don't often see LinkedIn mentioned.
No.
So it's got LinkedIn as a feature, too.
Yeah. So that's that. Let's see, what else do we have here? This is a fun one. It's insta-cover.com, so insta, insta-cover.com. And I've had this question a couple of times. I have it on my Facebook. I didn't actually use this program for it. Or maybe I did. Yeah. On my new Facebook personal profile cover, and you could do it for a business page as well, I have Instagram photos. And I use this tool to create that. And it's a little different than the one I've shared before. This one you have much more customization options. So you can pick and choose which of your photos you actually want to appear there. You can make them larger or smaller. You can rearrange them to go where you want them to go. And you can actually do it both from Instagram and also, or no, it might just be from Instagram. I think they're working on pulling in Facebook photos for you to go with those as well. But right now, I believe it's just Instagram.
I was wondering where your Facebook photo cover came from. Very
yeah.
good.
So you could do it. It just gives you a JPEG file. So if you had Instagram hooked up for your business, you could do it for your business page, Facebook business page as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, and while we're on that subject, it's not a site, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware that Instagram profiles went public on the web this week. So whereas you used to not have an Instagram URL that somebody could go to on their computer, everybody should now have Instagram.com/their username. And you have a cool sort of Facebook timeline looking feel for your profile. And actually, it appears to have what would be a Facebook cover image at the top, except the pictures keep rotating out. So it looks kind of nice just to sit there and watch your own pictures rotate in and out. But then it also has all the pictures that you've taken in a grid fashion on the page. And what I'm hearing is that if you are putting a description with those photos when you are taking them, and now they are landing on a public space on the web, that ultimately that would help with some sort of search engine optimization. So from a brand perspective, if you're always taking pictures of your products and your meetings and services and clients and that sort of thing, now you have search engine optimization benefits for being on Instagram.
Ooh, okay. You always know all these cool things.
So that's that. Let's see. You'll have to tell me about this one because I didn't get a chance to play with it too much, but the iJot.com.
You will not play with it. I know you
I know.
Won't.
It's EYEJOT.com. So
okay.
We'll let Dev talk all about this
So one. This was shared by one of our Social Geek Radio guests some time ago, was Liz Anderson with E.H. Anderson PR. And I got this email from her it said iJot email. It's like, what is this? And when I clicked and I opened it, it was a video message from Liz. So she just used her camera and her computer and recorded a very quick message, which then turned into an email. So, of course, then I couldn't let somebody else out-geek me, and you hadn't seen it yet, which was really cool. So then I turned right around and sent you a video message. And it's just it's so simple to use. You just start, you log in, you create a quick profile, and then just record a video message. And then it pops off. What I like is that it didn't seem to be too large. You know, it was a minute video, and downloaded fine, really quick, and you can open it up, and so you can do video messaging, and it's free.
Cool.
So it's just the easiest
You're
way
right.
to do it.
I will not be using that, but no. I highly recommend it for all of the rest of you listening.
Well, it was cool because what Liz had to tell me, she certainly could have put it in an email, but it would have been a very long email. And
right.
Of course, she had a couple questions she needed to ask and some things she wanted to share, and it's like, oh, okay, that's really cool. So I think for some type of email messages where you don't have the time to pick up the phone. I mean, you certainly can pick up the phone and make a call, but we can't always do that, especially if it's, you know, late at night or early in the morning. It's like, oh, let me just send this, but let me send it video. Now, a lot of times what I like to do too is the voice messages, which I've sent to you on numerous times because I'm out doing my 30 miles walk and I'm iJot's fun.
Very good.
Very good. And the operator is telling us we need to go.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We've got to geek it out in the chat. Somebody was sharing one with us. It is Ralph Contreras. It is rebelmouse.com, rebelmouse.com. I've not seen this before. Have you?
Yeah, we had it on the show, Deb.
Well, and know, you can remember them, but I can't.
I know, because I talk about them, yes. So that's another one. I'm glad, though, that I was reminded of it, that I need to go back and probably update my profile and figure out what's actually happening there. Because I think I got onto it was in beta, but it probably does have way cooler features now than when I first mentioned it.
There's a lot of good features on there, then I have to check that out. Well, thank you, Ralph. Okay, so we've got the roll, and next week our guest is...
Sterling McKinley. He's going to talk to us about social, local, mobile.
Very good. Perfect. Okay. Be safe, AK, especially with your weather. And everybody, thank you for joining us and everyone that was in the chat. And
talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Social media, social media, social media.